Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Lamed by Avraham Goldreich and through Maseches Yevamos Daf Lamed Dal, the third parak, Arba Achim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis taught that two men who accidentally exchange wives under the chuppah could be chayv up to four levim each, which according to a braisa brought by Rabbi Chiya would require them to bring four chattas offerings each. The Gemara here asks, who is the Tanu who holds that two prohibitions take effect upon a single item, whether it's through an Isser Kolel, an Isser Mosif, and an Isser Bas Achas, a more inclusive prohibition, a more extensive prohibition, or through two prohibitions that occur at the same time? Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that it's Rabbi Meir, for it was taught in the Mishnah, Yesh Ochel Chila Achas, V'chayv Aleh Arba Chatos V'ashem Echad. There is one who does one act of eating and is chayv for four chatas offerings and one ashem. The case is a tamei person who ate chalav that was noser from consecrated offerings on Yom Kippur. Rav Meir says if it was Shabbos and he carried it out in his mouth before swallowing, he'd be chayv a fifth chatas. The Chami said to him that it's not in the same category since the first list has to do with eating and this was due to caring. We see from here the Rav Meir holds of all three types of prohibitions, including an Isser, Bas Achas. Point number two, the Gemara asks, who does Rav Meir rule in accordance with, given that he holds that two men who accidentally switched wives could bring Chatas offerings? It cannot be according to Rabbi Yeshua, for he holds, Tol B'dor Mitzvah Pater, one who errs and sins while doing a mitzvah is Pater. Rather, it must be Rabbi Yezer who holds, Tol B'dor Mitzvah Chayv, one who errs and sins while doing a mitzvah is Chayv. Alternatively, it could be said that he rules even in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua stated his position that a Tol B'dvar Mitzvah Pater in the case of circumcising babies on Shabbos, this manubo, where a person's time is rushed since there's a mitzvah to circumcise the baby on the eighth day. If he erred in that situation and circumcised the wrong baby that was not meant to be circumcised on Shabbos, he is Pater. But here, in the case of marrying the woman, his time isn't rushed since there's no specific day that he must marry the woman. And point number three, when Ravin came, he said in the name of Yochanan, any woman who waited after the death of her husband 10 years and then remarries can no longer bear children. Rav Nachman said, they did not teach this rule except when she did not plan on remarrying, but if she did plan on doing so, she can still become pregnant. Rav said to the daughter of Chista, his wife, whom he married 10 years after her first husband, Rami Bar Chama had died and had then born children, that the rabbis were whispering concerning you, that you were unchaste during your widowhood. She said to him, Ana daita alai chavai. My mind was on you, meaning she was expecting to marry him. The Gemara in Bava Basra relates that one time as a young child, she was sitting on Rav Chista's lap, and both Rava and Rami Bar Chama were there, and Rav Chista asked her which one she would like to marry. She replied, both of them, and she first married Rami Bar Chama. After he passed away, she had her mind on Rava, but had to wait many years until Rava's wife passed away. So once again, the three points are number one, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis taught that two men who accidentally exchanged wives under the chuppah could be chayv up to four levim each, which according to a braisa brought by Rabbi Chiya would require them to bring four chatas offerings each. The Gemara here asks, who is the Tanu who holds that two prohibitions take effect upon a single item, whether it's through an Isser Kolel, an Isser Mosif, and an Isser Bas Achas, a more inclusive prohibition, a more extensive prohibition, or through two prohibitions that occur at the same time? Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that it's Rabbi Meir, for it was taught in the Mishnah, Yesh Ochel Chila Achas, V'chayv Aleh Arba Chatos V'ashem Echad. There is one who does one act of eating and is chayv for four chatas offerings and one ashem. The case is a tamei person who ate chalav that was noser from consecrated offerings on Yom Kippur. Rav Meir says if it was Shabbos and he carried it out in his mouth before swallowing, he'd be chayv a fifth chatas. The Chami said to him that it's not in the same category since the first list has to do with eating and this was due to caring. We see from here the Rav Meir holds of all three types of prohibitions, including an Isser, Bas Achas. Point number two, the Gemara asks, who does Rav Meir rule in accordance with, given that he holds that two men who accidentally switched wives could bring Chatas offerings? It cannot be according to Rabbi Yeshua, for he holds, Tol B'dor Mitzvah Pater, one who errs and sins while doing a mitzvah is Pater. Rather, it must be Rabbi Yezer who holds, Tol B'dor Mitzvah Chayv, one who errs and sins while doing a mitzvah is Chayv. Alternatively, it could be said that he rules even in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua stated his position that a Tol B'dvar Mitzvah Pater in the case of circumcising babies on Shabbos, this manubo, where a person's time is rushed since there's a mitzvah to circumcise the baby on the eighth day. If he erred in that situation and circumcised the wrong baby that was not meant to be circumcised on Shabbos, he is Pater. But here, in the case of marrying the woman, his time isn't rushed since there's no specific day that he must marry the woman. And point number three, when Ravin came, he said in the name of Yochanan, any woman who waited after the death of her husband 10 years and then remarries can no longer bear children. Rav Nachman said, they did not teach this rule except when she did not plan on remarrying, but if she did plan on doing so, she can still become pregnant. Rava said to the daughter of Chista, his wife, whom he married 10 years after her first husband, Rami Bar Chama had died and had then born children, that the rabbis were whispering concerning you, that you were unchaste during your widowhood. She said to him, Ana daita alai chavai. My mind was on you, meaning she was expecting to marry him. The Gemara in Bava Basra relates that one time as a young child, she was sitting on Rav Chista's lap, and both Rava and Rami Bar Chama were there, and Rav Chista asked her which one she would like to marry. She replied, both of them, and she first married Rami Bar Chama. After he passed away, she had her mind on Rava, but had to wait many years until Rava's wife passed away. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Daled, and our standard Siman is a ladder. A ladder. So here goes. The tummy man who was hiding up high on a ladder, eating chalev that was noser, that he carried in his mouth on Shabbos, watched a bris down below, where a father who was rushing had the wrong baby circumcised, to the horror of its mother who had gotten remarried 10 years after her first husband's death. So once again, in slow motion. The tummy man who was hiding up high on a ladder, that must mean more Daf Lamed Daled. The tummy man who was hiding up high on a ladder, eating chalev that was noser that he carried in his mouth on Shabbos, which reminds us. The Gemara here asks, who is the Tanu who holds that two prohibitions take effect upon a single item, whether it's through an Isser Kola, an Isser Mosiv, and an Isser Basachas? And Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that's Rabbi Meir, for it was taught in the Mishnah, Yesh Ocha Achila Achas V'chai V'leo Arba Chatos V'Ashem Echad. There's one who does one act of eating and is chai for four Chatos offerings and one Ashem. The case is a tummy person who ate chalev that was noser from consecrated offerings on Yom Kippur. Ramirez says that if it was Shabbos and he carried it out in his mouth before swallowing, he would be chayv a fifth offering. So we see from here the Ramirez holds of all three types of prohibitions, including an Isser Basachas. So the tummy man who was hiding up high on a ladder eating chalev that was noser that he carried in his mouth on Shabbos, watched a bris down below where a father was rushing, had the wrong baby circumcised, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, who does Rabbi Meir rule in accordance with, given that he holds that the two men who accidentally switch wives should bring chatas offerings, and answers that he holds like Rabbi Yezza that holds a Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah chayv. Alternatively, it could be that he rules even in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua, who stated his position that a Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah pater in the case of circumcising babies on Shabbos, this is Manu Bohu, where a person's time is rushed, since there's a mitzvah to circumcise the baby on the eighth day. If he erred in that situation and circumcised the wrong baby that was not meant to be circumcised on Shabbos, he's pater. But here in the case of marrying the woman, his time is not rushed, since there's no specific day that he must marry the woman. So the tummy man who was hiding up high on a ladder eating chalev that was noser, that he carried in his mouth on Shabbos, watched a bris down below where a father was rushing, had the wrong baby circumcised, to the horror of its mother who had gotten remarried 10 years after her first husband's death. Which reminds us, when Ravin came, he said in the name of Yochanan, any woman who waited after the death of her husband 10 years and then remarries can no longer bear children. Rav Nachman said, they did not teach this rule except when she did not plan on remarrying, but if she did plan on doing so, she can still become pregnant. The Gemara brings the case of Rav Chisda's daughter who bore children to Rava 10 years after the death of her first husband, Rami Bar Chama. So once again, the tummy man who was hiding up high on a ladder eating chalev that was noser, that he carried in his mouth on Shabbos, watched a bris down below where a father who was rushing had the wrong baby circumcised, to the horror of its mother who had gotten remarried 10 years after her first husband's death. All right, now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Lamed. So the Siman Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe, that must be more Daf Lamed, Melamed. The Rebbe, whose principal forbade him to discipline his class one moment and realized he wouldn't be able to discipline them forever, which reminds us that if a Yavam's wife's sister felt him for Yibum once from one brother, which of course he couldn't do, and then again after his wife passed away and her Yavam passed away, behold, the sister of his deceased wife is forbidden to him forever, since she was forbidden to him at one time when her first husband passed away and she fell to him in Yibum. So the Rebbe, whose principal forbade him to discipline his class one moment and realized he wouldn't be able to discipline them forever, couldn't stop the boys from throwing paper who claimed they were playing the Safek Kedushin game, which reminds us the fifth mission the Daf states for Kulan, and in all of them, referring to the 15 cases of arayos listed in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, Shayu behen Kedushin or Gerushin b'Safek, Hariyo Atzaros Chotzos v'lot Misyamos. If they were in a state of a Safek Kedushin or Safek Gerushin, their Tzaros require Chalitza, since there's a possibility that they're not Tzaros of an Erva, but may not be taken in Yibum, since there's a possibility that they are Tzaros of an Erva. The Mishnah explains that a Safek Kedushin as if the husband who has since passed away had thrown the Kedushin, referring to either money or the shtar, to the Erva, and it was a suffix whether it landed closer to him or it landed closer to her. It then gives three examples of what a suffix gerushin is. So the Rebbe, whose principal forbade him to discipline his class one moment and realized he wouldn't be able to discipline them forever, couldn't stop the boys from throwing paper who claimed they were playing the Suffolk Kedushin game after he told them the Suffolk Gerushin game isn't played like that. Which reminds us, the Gemara notes that the Mishnah did not present a case of a Suffolk Gerushin where a get was thrown and it was a Suffolk if it landed closer to him or to her, like it did with a Suffolk Kedushin, which Rashi explains implies that the divorce would not be valid and the Tzara would not even require Chalitza since she's considered a Tzara of an Erva. The Gemara asks, why is divorce different? And Rabbi answered, Isha zo becheskos hetu l'shukometis. This woman, referring to the Tzara of the Erva, had a chazaka of one who was permitted to marry anyone after her husband's death. Umasafik atabala osra, and on account of a safik you're coming to prohibit her? Al tesren umasafik, do not prohibit her based on a safik. Abaya challenges this answer. Daf lamed aleph. So the sim daf lamed aleph is the law, and we use a judge as the simon. So here goes. The chalitza judge. Judge? That must mean we're daf lamed aleph. The law. The chalitza judge was having a rough day when he gave up trying to determine who died first in a collapsed building, a husband or his wife, who was his niece. Which reminds us, Abaye challenged Rabbi, who said that we do not prohibit a woman who has a chazaka to marry anyone on the basis of a suffix. From the case of a mapolis, where a house collapsed on a man and his niece, whom he was married to, and it's not known which of them died first, her tzara does chalitza and may not be taken in yibum. So we see from this Mishnah that even though the tzara has a chazaka to marry anyone, she's prohibited to do so without chalitza, due to a suffix. The Gemara gives two answers, the first one being that in the case of divorce, which is a common occurrence, the rabbis decreed that she does not do chalitza since it might lead to yibum. In the case of the mapolis, the collapsed house, which is not a common occurrence, the rabbis did not decree to not do chalitza out of concern it will lead to yibum. So the chalitza judge was having a rough day when he gave up trying to determine who died first in a collapsed building, a husband or his wife, who was his niece, and then had to listen to two sets of witnesses arguing over where a thrown get had landed. Which reminds us, the Gemara attempts to explain the difference between our mission with the case of throwing the Kedushin, which results in a suffix, and the case from a mission in Gittin, which deals with throwing a get, which results in a suffix, by explaining that in Gittin, we're dealing with two sets of witnesses, where one set said it was closer to her, and the other set says it was closer to him. In such a case, it's a suffix deraisa. Rashi explains that since there are two witnesses who say it was closer to her, we cannot use the principle of chazaka to resolve the suffix for her tzara and release her from chalitza. Our mission is dealing with one set of witnesses where one says it fell closer to her and the other said it fell closer to him, and therefore it is a suffix derabanan. The Gemara will successfully refute this answer. So the chalitza judge, who was having a rough day when he gave up trying to determine who died first in the collapsed building, a husband or his wife, who was his niece, and then had to listen to two sets of witnesses arguing over where a thrown get had landed, while a woman complained in the background about the stress of having two zikas. Which reminds us, it's Melchokas Hanakam Rabbi Shimon, what a woman does if she has two zikas on her, which resulted from one brother doing mimer with her before passing away, and her falling to yibum to her third brother. The Tanakhama holds that the Pasuk teaches that she cannot do Yibum, since Yibum is only permitted when there is one Zika on her, not two. Rabbi Shimon does not hold that there can be two Zikas. He has a suffix whether Mimer works completely to make the first widow the first Yavam's full wife, or it does not work at all, in which case the Yavama fell to the Yavam from her first husband. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Simur Daf Lamed Beis is a mad scientist in a lab. So here goes. The mad scientist, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Beis. Mad scientist in a lab. The mad scientist's strange Isser Chal Isser radar device pointed at a man's brother's wife, who was his wife's sister, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa Ba'alela. If the Yavam had relations with the Yavama while his own wife, who was her sister, was still alive, Rabbi Yossi holds that he's chai for violating the Isser of a brother's wife and a wife's sister. Rabbi Shimon says, Eino chai ve'ela mishum eshazach bo'vad. He's only chai for violating the Isser of a brother's wife. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon holds, Ein Isser Chal al Isser. One Isser does not take effect upon another Isser. So the mad scientist's strange Isser Chal al Isser radar device pointed at a man's brother's wife, who was his wife's sister, detected an Isser Mosif signal, which reminds us, the Gemara asks whether Rabbi Yossi really holds of Isser Chal al Isser, for it was taught in a brisa. If one did an aver that results in two different methods of execution, the Tanakhama holds Nidum b'chamura, he's subject to the more severe one. Rabbi Yossi says, Nidum b'zika rishona b'ali lav. He's subject to the execution that comes from him from the first attachment. This seems to prove that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Isser Chal al Isser. Rabbi Yavo said Rabbi Yossi does hold that Ein Isser Chal al Isser, except in the case of an Isser Mosif, when the second Isser is more extensive than the first. For example, when a man marries, his wife's sister becomes prohibited to him, but not his brothers. When one of his brothers marries a sister, then the sister now becomes prohibited to all the brothers. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds he's chayav for both if he has relations with her. The Gemara will refute this explanation. So the mad scientist's strange Isser Chalal Isser radar device pointed at a man's brother's wife, who was his wife's sister, detected an Isser Mosif signal coming from a czar doing a vote in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings three disputes between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kappara. It was stated, Tzar Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, if a non-Kohen served in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, Rabbi Chiya says he's chayiv twice, once for serving the Beis HaMikdash, and one for being Mechal Shabbos, whereas Bar Kappara says he is only chayiv once, as a non-Kohen serving. Each one took an oath and claimed they heard their opinions from Rebbe. Two more similar disputes are brought, and on the next daf, the Gemara will discuss whether Melchokosim are based on. Daf Ram Gimel, so the Simon Daf Ram Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The peg leg pirate. Peg leg pirate? That must be one Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg leg pirate who was caught doing two prohibitions at once as he served in the temple on Shabbos, which reminds us. The Gemara goes to an extensive analysis of what the Malchokes between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kappara is based on and concludes they're disagreeing Be'isr Babas Achas Valiba the Rabbi Shimon in regard to simultaneous prohibitions, which are prohibitions that come into being for a person at the same time, and according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Chiya, even Rabbi Shimon, who rejects the principle of Isser Kolel and Isser Mosif, would agree that the prohibitions that occur at the same time take effect, since neither in his position to block the other from taking effect. According to Bar Kappara, Rabbi Shimon also rejects the principle of Be'isr B'bas Achas, simultaneous prohibitions taking effect. So, the peg-leg pirate who was caught doing two prohibitions at once, as he served in the temple on Shabbos, and was told he was going to be buried among the complete Rishayim, even though he just did an Isser Ba'alma, which reminds us, the Gemara asks in reference to the case of Azar Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, what avoded did the Azar do on Shabbos? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, B'shchit is parashal Kohen Gadol, shechting the Kohen Gadol's bull on Yom Kippur, according to the one who holds that a czar may not do it. When the Gemara notes that even an ordinary Kohen is not permitted to do so, it answers that a czar in this context refers to someone who is not a Kohen in regard to this avoda. Rav Ashi objected to this answer, since a chatas was not mentioned in Rav Yossi's ruling, and neither were any negative mitzvahs. Rather, Isser Ba'alma Kachashim, it refers to general prohibitions, even if they do not result in a chatas or malchus. The nafka mina is regard to lekavru bein Rishayim gemurim, to burying him among complete Rishayim. According to Rabbi Yossi, he's buried among complete Rishayim in a cemetery for those who were stoned or burned. So, the peg-leg pirate who's caught doing two prohibitions at once, as he served in the temple on Shabbos, and was told he was going to be buried among the complete Rishayim, even though he just did, and Isser Ba'alma, ran and was mekadesh a woman whom he accidentally exchanged with another at the time of Rechuppah. Which reminds us, so the Gemara clarifies that when the next Mishnah brings a case of two men who were mekadesh two women, and says that at the time of the chuppah, hechlifu zeh zeh, they exchanged wives, which implies b'mezid, that the Mishnah should be amended to read huchlifu, they were exchanged, b'shogeg. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.